A very good morning to you. Welcome to Little Swatara this Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah indeed. We are so thankful that you joined us here today for this service. And we just want to highlight just a few announcements. Next Sunday, we're going to be having our preschool Sunday. The preschool children, their families will be joining us here. So we're very thankful for that opportunity. And so that'll be during the second service next Sunday. And just highlight the car truck tractor show meeting is going to be April 17th at 7 p.m. And as always, any questions about that, you can see Paul Swiger and he'd be glad to help you out with that. But thank you for those involved with our car truck tractor show, and thank you for everyone involved in the services throughout every week that we are gathered here. Are there any other announcements we'd like to highlight? Yes, Pam.
If you ordered a flower,
all right, thank you. All right, well, let's listen in to the senior choir as they sing Join the Rejoicing. Take our final journey to the cross this morning, and I'll be reading from John 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Would you please rise with me and join in our congregational responsive prayer? Lord Jesus, our long dark walk through Lent is finished. This new day is bathed in your resurrection light. Thanks be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Greatest joy we have this morning is that Christ arose. There'll be a microphone coming around. Just want to highlight Rick Blatt is in the hospital with double pneumonia, so continue to keep Rick Blatt in your prayers, as well as Denise. She's in her fourth infusion for her MS flare as we speak, so thank you for praying for Denise, my wife, and we just look forward to what God will do through modern medicine. And you'll notice in your bulletin prayer concerns each week, and keep continuing to pray for those individuals as well as for their healing touch and guidance as well. A microphone will come around. Just slip your hand in the air if you have a joy or a concern, and we'll get that microphone to you to share with us this morning.
I'd like to lift up prayers for healing for my best friend's grandfather, Gene Brossman. He was lifelined to Lehigh Hospital 2 days ago for a stroke.
I have a couple friends out on the Great World Race, which is a service around the world. Just prayers for them that they won't be home this Easter and that they stay healthy on their trip.
World Race. Cool. We should all go. Father God, we want to thank you that you are indeed risen. There's no greater day than today to celebrate what you have done for us, sinners, that we might be saved, that we might be forgiven, that we might be set free. But Father, we know this life throws trials, suffering our way. We know there are many victories among us, but Father, we especially pray for those dealing with those illnesses that have stricken them. We think of our brother Rick, who has double pneumonia, and Father, we recognize you as the master physician. And we think of Gene Brossman and the stroke that he's endured. We think of those that are on the great world race, and Father, we pray you would keep them healthy, that you would bring healing to Rick and healing to Gene. And those on our prayer concerns, we just lift up by name and continue to ask you to act on the behalf of these people. Bring healing, bring guidance. Allow them to know your presence in a powerful way. Bring safety and just allow them to know that you are with them. The greatest victory we have in this life is that we're not alone. We travel with you, and we are so thankful for that opportunity to be with you, our Savior, as we walk through this life. So we pray, Father, for Rufus and Dorothy, for Ruth and John, for Carl and Faye, for Earl, for Carol and Pete, for Bonnie, for Lauren, for Lugva, for Glenn, for Esther, for Tim, for Jane, for Jim. And Father, you know those prayers upon our hearts, and we just come before you now knowing that you are a God that hears our prayers. And we just lift up those prayers upon our hearts as well as our confessions this week. For we know that our sins keep us at a distance from you, but we know they're forgiven. And so we confess them to you during this time as well. Hear our prayers. Father, not one single day do we take for granted that you went to the cross to pay the price sacrificially for our sins. We recognize as the women went to the tomb was empty, and that we have life victorious. You have conquered death. And as we believe in you, as we trust in you, as we make you Lord of our lives, we too may have eternal life. And so, Father, may we live as though we have received you. May we speak as though we have received you. May our hearts be forever changed. May our lives be forever changed. For we know the good news of this day, that you are risen indeed. And we praise you, Father. We praise you for the life that we live here. We know many are being persecuted even now as they meet to worship you. But Father, you have given us freedom in the safety of these four walls. And we thank you for each one that has come through these doors. Father, you know each of them. You know the situation they find themselves in this morning. You know what they're dealing with. You know them personally. And we just thank you, Father, that you reach down and you enter into our stories and you continue to write your love upon each of them. So, Father, we just pray as we continue worshiping you this morning that you would indeed be glorified. And it's in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Yeah.
As we consider this morning the offering that our Lord Jesus gave us, it spurs us on in cheerfulness to offer ourselves sacrificially in our time and our talents to our Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the greatest offering that has ever been poured out to the people in this world. We thank you, Father, that it touches lives, that it stirs lives, that it moves us in love to serve others. And so we come before you humbly, serving you with our offerings this morning, giving sacrificially and with cheerfulness. And it's in Jesus' most precious name that we pray. Amen.
persons.
Today we're going to do children's story just a little bit different. We're going to have our junior high Sunday school class be helping us tell the story of the empty tomb. So I want you to all listen because we have some special treats for you at the end.
Do you like mystery stories? What is a mystery story? Some examples of mystery stories are Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. Today we are going to hear the most exciting mystery story ever told. I call it The Case of the Empty Tomb.
The Bible tells us in John chapter 20, verse 18, Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The story begins early in the morning on the first day of the week. Jesus had just been crucified and buried. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Jesus was buried. When she got there, the stone had been rolled away from the grave. She ran and found Peter and John. "They have taken the Lord's body, and I don't know where they have put him."
Peter and John raced to the tomb. John got there first. He looked in the tomb and saw the linen lying there. Then Peter arrived and went inside. He also saw the linen lying there. After Peter looked around for a few minutes, John joined him inside. When they were sure that the tomb was empty, they left and went home.
Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she looked inside the tomb and saw two angels sitting there. The angel said, "Why are you crying?" Mary answered, "Because they have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have put him."
Then Mary turned and was about to leave when she saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. Mary, thinking that he was a gardener, "Sir, if you have taken my master away, tell me where he is so that I can go to him."
"Mary," Jesus said. Mary knew who he was. She turned to him and cried out, "Teacher, do not cry," said Jesus, "for I have not ascended to my Father. Go and tell my brothers that you have seen me, and I am going to return to my Father and my God."
Mary found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them the message that Jesus had told her to tell them.
There you have it. The case of the empty tomb is solved. The tomb is empty because Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He has risen, as he said.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the tomb is no mystery to us. He is risen. We rejoice in his name. Amen. Now, before you children go back, we have four young gentlemen that have a gift for you. One is a stone. What does a stone represent? That's right. So we're going to give you a tiny stone to remind you of Easter, and the tomb is empty. And then the other is a picture for you to color in your spare time. Okay? Thank you for coming and joining us.
There's not a single day that goes by that we don't celebrate the risen Savior. Friends, he's alive. The tomb is empty. We no longer live in want. We live in plenty. Exuberance, elation, and excitement. Newfound empathy, sharing the feelings of others gently. Affirmation and atonement for our sins. And if we so choose, we're forgiven and free. And adoration and appreciation for our Lord, given in his life sacrificially. Sparking, spirit-driven, living. To the poor, to the needy, we be given. Showing sinners like us, the lost, can be saved. Friends, the road, it's been paved. We're no longer tormented by the enemy's schemes. We're treated equally in Christ's eyes, no matter our past or present scenes. You see, now we live in light of eternity. Eternal vessels with earthly bodies experiencing new life. Found, my friends, in the resurrection of Jesus without strife. Easter's not some ordinary day. Friends, we've been shown a way. Our flesh has met its decay. Through the blood of Christ, it has been slain. His pain has now, brothers and sisters, been our gain. Not a day passing by, forgetting what's implied. Brothers and sisters, we've been fortified. With a love so strong, so true, giving us this entirely new view. The past is the past, and what Christ offers will last. But friends, don't wait. Hurry. Make it fast. Salvation is ours if only we ask. Father, forgive us, we'd pray. We thank you your son stayed on task. Though he did pray, this cup, take it from me. It was your will, not his, and we're now free. Lord, though we strayed, keep us firmly in your grip. It was your son, our savior, that took the whip. Not a moment we take for granted. In that empty tomb, risen with Christ, we find ourselves planted, ready to grow, ready to show that in this life we can rise above any of the devil's lies. Friends, it's all fact. It's not fiction, truer than true, the real deal. Jesus has risen, removed is its seal. That symbol of death no longer exists. We know, dear friends, what Jesus insists, that we continue to persist carrying the great news, no longer feeling those earthly blues. He's risen. Risen indeed. Never more forgiven, never more relieved. So it's time to stop sinning and to start living like we know the truth. We've been bought at a price, and no matter how much the devil may entice, our eyes remain on the prize. It's in our hearts that we become ever more wise. The future, the life to come, it's this world, the here, the now that we're actually free from. But open our eyes that we may see, our ears to hear that Jesus Christ is indeed risen and he's right here, present in our midst, keeping us from ever feeling like we've been whisked away from the life he intended. Brothers and sisters, would you give a shout? This is so entirely splendid. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. So here's what we know. Here's what we believe. We can no longer live in reprieve of this notion that there's some type of magical potion that makes us who we want to be. Friends, we know and we see what we see. For some of us, he's been pounding at the door. Open up, let him in. But as you've heard from Luke 24, there's the facts we cling to this Easter. Jesus has risen. Jesus has risen. And friends, we too can rise above anything in our lives at this very moment. The stress, the worry, the fret, it's making an assumption that God is not sovereign. He's really not in control. But friends, don't buy that lie. There was no spy. The tomb is empty. He's not there. He's risen. You see, the issues of this life will only consume us and keep us buried in that stress and anxiety. The tomb is empty. Death could not keep him. Our lives have never been more filled. Hope for today, hope for tomorrow, hope for all time beyond the grave. Remember those words to the woman who found the empty tomb. The angel said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Friends, at this very moment, we are more alive than ever before. Death has not contained our Savior, nor will it contain us. We are free in Christ. A way has been made through the cross and the empty tomb to personally know our Heavenly Father by trusting in Him, putting our faith in Him. We know, as John the disciple said, "He who has the Son has life, life to the full." But friends, don't wait any longer. He is the one who indeed can make us stronger. The moment is now. It's crystal clear. Christ's love is found right here. Forgiveness is at hand. Would you pray with me? It is time to take a stand. Father, you know each and every single one of us. You know what we have gone through. You know what we are struggling with. Yet, even amidst those problems, those struggles, you continue to pour out your love. You continue to show us compassion. And Father, if we've been waiting for the moment to accept you as Lord and Savior, that moment is now. For we realize that the tomb is empty. We have been set free. No longer must we feel empty. No longer must we feel alone, for we travel in this life with you. And we know as we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven," would you join me? "Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Easter is that time of the year where we recognize the resurrection, but not just the fact that the tomb is empty. We recognize that at times we live as though our lives are empty, but no longer do we need to live in that regards. For we know when Christ was set free from the tomb, when he arose and is now ascended to heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, that we too were meant to be free. But there's things in our lives that continually grasp us. There's things in our lives that are continually drawing us toward them. And they're earthly pleasures. They won't last, but the eternal life that Christ offers will last. So maybe this morning you've been coming to church and you've never really made that decision to accept Christ. And we're going to do this all together. We're going to say a prayer, and it's called a sinner's prayer, but really it's a matter of receiving Christ into our hearts, recognizing that he is the Savior, that he died, that he rose again on the third day, and that our sins are forgiven. We can have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So would you pray with me? Rise as we do so, and we'll enter into our closing hymn thereafter. Please rise and repeat after me. Father God, we confess we're sinners, but we know that our sins are forgiven at the cross. The place that you died. In our place. And now, Father, we are free. We confess you as Lord and Savior. We no longer want control, but surrender to you. We thank you for rising again. That the tomb is empty. And eternal life is ours. We claim it upon our hearts. And we live for you. From this day on. Amen. Wasn't that awesome? That was so awesome. Thank you so much. Our Lord is indeed risen. Risen indeed. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. May you go out this day knowing that it's not just Easter that we celebrate that our Lord is risen. We celebrate this every single day of our lives. Go in peace. Go sharing the good news. May you feel the blessings of this day as you celebrate with families. And may you know that the Lord goes with you. Share this news and celebrate what he's done in your life. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.